Hello there. Today I'm going to focus on Kansas City and its connections with the tax community. To begin with, Kansas City is the national home for H&R Block. H&R Block is nationally known for its tax preparation services, and I have experience working in the Tax Institute, a group that would daily provide answers and research for tax preparers throughout the country every day during the tax season. Next, I would like to mention the University of Missouri Kansas City Law School. For one, they have a low-income taxpayer clinic program in place to teach students how to do tax controversy work and assist low-income taxpayers. And they also have a LLM in taxation program that prepares students to learn about the variety of issues in taxes and help them to grow in their tax careers. Today, I am also going to focus most specifically on the Kansas City campus of the IRS.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I am your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
I took a tour with a group of individuals in May, and I wanted to let you know about some of the things I learned specifically about the Kansas City campus, and I will likely do a follow-up about other pieces I learned from the various presentations. So to begin with, I parked at the Union Station parking garage in Kansas City, Missouri. So that is where the entrance is to go to the IRS Kansas City campus. I attended the practitioner liaison meeting on May 17, 2018. The Union Station also houses a taxpayer assistance center, but I parked on the third floor of the parking garage and took the elevator down to the IRS Kansas City campus. There I was greeted by security guards, then I presented my picture ID, and I waited with my group to go to attend the meeting. So we were escorted in groups of 10 to the meeting room. And to begin with, we would be going through a revolving door that is automated. So an IRS employee with a security badge needs to scan each guest individually through that door to then wait on the other side for everyone to go through. And next, there is a moving sidewalk that runs through a tunnel beneath Pershing Road in Kansas City, Missouri. That stretches, I did some online research, it stretches 340 feet to a garage behind Union Station to provide additional parking during the peak tax season. The IRS says it's the longest continuous people mover in North America. It takes 3 minutes to traverse if you don't walk using the people mover. The tunnel itself was originally built to shuttle mail between the post office and Union Station. And I also wanted to make note that the various posters and artwork throughout the IRS building. So in the lobby, there are old government posters, old-style illustrations for the various posters. On the walkway itself, on the walls, there are more recent color photos of Kansas City and St. Louis. Very, very great color pictures, very nice color pictures. But within the actual building, there are old black and white photos of Kansas City. So to talk about the building itself, it was dedicated October 16, 2006, though the completion date says it was 2007. And I've seen figures ranging from 1,140,000 square feet to 1.2 million square feet. So it's somewhere in that range. And the campus itself is composed of three 200,000 square foot processing wings occupying the western portion of the site and connected with a main street that serves as circulation and support space. The existing historic post office building of 475,000 square foot federal style building anchors the northeast corner of the IRS campus, and there's a one-mile walking trail that weaves throughout the landscape, which is composed of native trees and grasses and that provides benefit for the employees. Currently, there are 5 processing centers for the IRS: Fresno, Kansas City, Austin, Ogden, Utah, and Cincinnati. And previously, there used to be 10 processing centers. In the year 2024, there will be only 2 left, the Kansas City, Missouri, and Ogden, Utah processing centers. The centers are shutting down for processing because people are converting to electronic filing instead of paper filing. The Kansas City Processing Center currently receives tax returns from the entire country, focusing on wage and investment returns. Schedules C, D, E, and F are processed elsewhere. Now, on the tour that we went on, we couldn't take any pictures. So they also mentioned that the campus processes both electronic and paper tax returns, that they're mainly individual income tax. But as the years go on and the other processing centers shut down, that the Kansas City campus will get more business returns from those other processing centers. So the first stop is receipt and control operation. This group is processing the mail to the IRS. So they have 3 machines that file off 3 sides of the mail. At this point, they are looking to see if there are any checks in the mail coming to the IRS. They process 25,000 pieces of mail per hour. The workers have to keep their property in lockers so that there are no backpacks that they take to their desks that they could carry off any checks. It is a secured area with a glassed-in ventilation system. It has hazmat control that will lock down the area, and no one can leave before security is notified and checks everything out. If there is an issue, that security needs to verify everything. So there had been a couple lockdowns early this year for things like baby powder or donut powder on the paperwork. And they even have showers in case a worker needs to clean up after opening an envelope. Now they have candling lights at each of the desks that the workers run the envelopes over their desks, those areas, to be sure that the envelopes are empty. And then the envelopes go to another department in that room the term is candling them, to candle them again with what are called tingle tables. So these are special tables with lights to look through the envelopes, make sure they're see-through, to be sure that all of the checks are taken out of the envelopes. So in that area, they have 2,300 employees at peak submission time. The second stop is the cashiers. That department then deposits 90% of the checks within 24 hours. They have a voucher machine and a payment perfection unit. That, again, this area is restricted. They can't bring their hats or coats in there. And there are black slits around the room for security to be looking to make sure that no one is walking off with any checks or anything like that. The third stop is the document perfection unit. That there they have carts of paper returns for processing. And we could literally see carts that they were two layers high with just full of paper returns, quite a number of paper returns going through that unit. There, the people are reviewing the returns, and they are allowed to mark with a red pen if they see an error on the return. The fourth stop is numbering. That the IRS had tried automating all of the document numbering, but because the tax forms have different widths or sizes, the workers have to hand stamp a number on every form with a distinct 14-digit number. The fifth stop for a tax return would be data conversion. This department then enters all of the information from certain lines on the tax returns. That they have a goal of entering them quickly and accurately. They're tested for quality control. And during peak season, they have 5,000 total employees. Returns are kept on site for 1 year, and then taken to underground storage caves for 10 years. Some returns are stored digitally and can easily be requested if there is an issue. The data conversion is not supposed to make any corrections when there are any issues for inputting the tax return. They are supposed to enter the tax returns specifically as they were received. The sixth stop of the tax returns is input correction. The input correction department then makes those corrections in order to input the tax return correctly. Now I have some specific notes about the campus itself. It is 27 acres and can accommodate 8,000 employees. They have 20 break rooms with a 1 mile walking trail. This information I had was a 3/4 mile walking trail, and it's a fitness center free to the employees. At that time, there were 4,000 to 4,300 employees within the building. Most of them are permanent, with less than 3% seasonal. But at peak, the building will have 6,000 employees throughout the building. I wanted to read something I found from Frank Carnahan, who had done a tour of the IRS Kansas City campus in 2011. So he does have quite a bit of information on his blog. You can read in depth about different pieces I talked about. But specifically, I wanted to read to you about the historic United States Post Office that was incorporated within the Kansas City campus. The Kansas City campus incorporates 400,000 square feet from the historic U.S. Post Office, built in 1933, plus a recent 700,000 square foot addition. By the time planning for the project was first started, the Post Office had almost entirely moved out. There were only 100 post office employees occupying the immense facility. The project included some historic preservation. The post office exterior, ornate marble lobby and staircase, lobby items including ornate brass post office boxes and brass tables, moved many years ago from a bank, an ornate ceiling, and six-floor halls and offices were maintained in their historic condition with decor dating to the early 1930s. The six-floor office suites included original terrazzo floors, ornate ceiling plasterwork, marble wainscot and molding in the halls, and original cherry-paneled walls and safe in the very large postmaster's office, which is now used as a conference room. Historic preservation restrictions are strict. That is, brass cannot be polished and shine with brasso. That can only be cleaned by soap and water. Federal office restrictions also limited the facility design and infill in the sixth floor. That is, the maximum size permitted for senior managers' offices is 250 square feet. So I hope some of the various descriptions I gave you let you know about the immense size of this IRS Kansas City campus. There is quite a bit happening within the facility, a large amount of employees within the facility. Quite a bit of paperwork goes through there, quite a bit processed. When you see the amount of paper that comes through a place like this, you can understand the delays the IRS may have in processing everything, but it is a fascinating process to tour an IRS facility, and if you get the opportunity to do so, I would recommend it. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you on the next presentation.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.